This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
So we, in the first hour, we're talking about the new Trump website, the Trump social thing, which is called Truth Social. It doesn't really exist yet. They're testing it, and somebody found the back end, back door wide open, went in and created...
They went to the fridge, tried on some clothes.
And created some fake profiles and you know, upset the powers that be behind that site, but led to a discussion briefly about memes, and there's a meme that you wanted to talk about here tonight.
Well, yeah, there's just this... There's a like a rich dad, poor dad meme.
I've read the book. Have you read that book?
I haven't. I used to cook for a living, and I cooked for the author of
Robert
that book.
Kiyosaki.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually cooked the meal for that.
It's a good book. Yeah. You know, it's one of those basic kind of introduction to how to get ahead in the world kind of books.
Yeah, I know it was really well received, but there's a meme going around now with showing Peter Schiff's face, and it says, "Poor Dad, Rich Son." Because apparently, you know, Peter Schiff is famously anti-Bitcoin. You know, he calls it a pyramid scheme. Even I'm like, does Peter Schiff know what a pyramid scheme is? He ought to know what a pyramid scheme is.
He's been taking a dump on Bitcoin for years now, even as it rises and rises and rises. And he's just one of those people who just takes pleasure in every little drop, every little dip. This is proof that it's a bubble. And then you know, it keeps going up.
As he sits there and stays... very mediocre in his other investments, you know.
Look, gold, capital. I love it. I mean, I love... We're libertarians, right? Like, we love ourselves some precious metals.
Runs in our veins.
There's just no doubt about it.
Our DNA is written in gold ink, for sure.
But look, as beautiful as it is, as wonderful as it is, it can't hold a candle to the success of Bitcoin in the last decade.
Or the transferability. I mean, it's just so many things that crypto can do that Bitcoin, gold can't do, precious metals simply can't do.
Yeah.
So, and nobody's saying put all your money in one spot.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Oh, wait, there are people saying put all your money in one spot. Peter Schiff's saying put all your money in gold.
Does he say that? Well, that's because he sells gold, doesn't
basically,
he?
Basically. Yeah. So, you know,
come on, man.
Peter Schiff's saying put all your money. Well, now comes along Spencer Schiff.
His 18-year-old son,
Irwin Schiff's grandson, and he has gone all in. His entire portfolio is in cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin. I think he's a maximalist, isn't he?
I would imagine. It sounds it. I mean, I haven't asked him. I don't know him. But
bad
it looks
plan.
At things.
I mean, it seems like something that, for now, it's working, right? Like, going all in on Bitcoin in the last decade has been a good move, but it's generally not a good plan to go all in on anything.
You know, maybe we should get a hold of the kid and invite him to a Bitcoin meetup up here.
He apparently lives in Connecticut.
It's not far. It's a you know, hour
couple
and
hours.
15 minutes. Yeah.
Right.
You can get to the border down there. They live in New Haven, which is getting closer to southern Connecticut. But, a couple hours.
It says here on his Twitter profile, Spencer Schiff, his profile name is Spencer K. Schiff. It says, former gold bug, now a Bitcoiner, interested in finance, Austrian economics, libertarianism.
Good for him.
Yes, what the hell is he doing in Connecticut?
I have no idea.
Maybe he just turned 18.
Well, you know, there's people in the Free State Project have been saying that to Peter Schiff forever, too. Get up here with your gold brain. Get up here and live here and stuff. What are you doing in Connecticut?
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
He is, but you know what? He's still a libertarian, and he can be de-jerkified.
True.
When jerk libertarians move for the Free State Project, they tend to get humbled hard
and
fat. I think so, yeah. Some of them don't listen because there's a lot of egotistical libertarians out there. You also get disassociated from. But you can have a good look. And we have great people here that are kind of in the same business as Peter Schiff. Like, I don't know if you know Bruce Fenton or not.
Yeah, but of course I do.
Bruce moved with his whole family. They live up here in New Hampshire now.
He had us broadcast from his crypto seminar thing that he put on. He put on a crypto convention a few years in a row, and Free Talk Live was there for almost all of them.
Awesome. People.
Except for 2020, which kind of didn't happen.
I think Bruce is the type of guy that could probably talk some sense into Peter Schiff.
I don't know, man.
maybe a little.
I don't give it a shot. A lot of people have made Peter Schiff their little pet project over the last few years, trying their best to persuade this guy to show him the sense behind cryptocurrency. Because if you look at it and you don't have an insane bias for your product, because, I mean, this guy obviously is a pimp for gold.
Totally.
And it's pretty clear he's a shill. And he just doesn't want to see it.
You know, long run, it's good to have gold. So if you have some gold because Peter Schiff said buy some gold, you probably didn't do your bet. You know, I'm not going to tell him. Of course, nothing here is financial advice and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah. I'm all about diversification. My personal portfolio, I want to try to diversify. I don't want to have all of one thing, you know. I want to have lots of stuff.
I was sitting at lunch today with Seth Hipple, who is the attorney in the case that I went to a court. I went to a court hearing. We didn't talk about that yet. Maybe we should talk about it later, about what that was about. But we're just, you know, at lunch, and I didn't even bring it up. Seth brings out two gold backs from his wallet and just started talking about how great. I think somebody else was talking about gold, but Seth pulled out gold backs from his wallet. And I said, where'd you get those? And he said, he got one of them at Porkfest, and another one a client gave to him, apparently.
No kidding.
And he loves them.
And he's no dummy. Yeah. He's a libertarian.
Yeah, and he pointed out that that is something that's definitely true about these gold backs. For listeners that don't know, we're talking about a product that is essentially a beautiful piece of artwork that has gold sort of, I don't know the best way to describe it, like sprayed in a very thin, technically adept manner that is, very, very amazing. It's gold sandwiched between layers of polymer, essentially, and it's so super thin. You can get a 1/1000th of an ounce gold back, which is right now worth, roughly $3 or $4.
They're brilliant.
And you can buy things with gold. So he was talking about how whenever you pull these things out somewhere, people just go, ooh, and ah, and they get very interested. And even if they're not into cryptocurrency, they're into gold.
Mm-hmm, true.
And a lot more people are into gold. So, I mean, gold has thousands of years of history with mankind, valuing it. Whether it be just simply for its beauty and jewelry or for industrial applications, gold isn't going to stop being valuable. It's just that it's not as valuable as Bitcoin.
Right.
It's when I say that, I mean, like, we're comparing an arbitrary standard, right? Like, one Bitcoin versus an ounce of gold it used to be that an ounce of gold would buy you a bunch of Bitcoin.
A whole bunch.
Now you have to have, one Bitcoin will buy you a bunch of ounces of gold.
It's flipped, for
so
sure.
So things have changed quite a bit.
Well, people like Peter Schiff would tell you that all those Bitcoins that you bought with gold was a bad purchase because, Bitcoin's hollow and empty and there's nothing to it. And at the end of the day, you got nothing. I disagree. You have tradability. You can actually spend Bitcoin on things.
Yes.
If someone else is willing to accept it for payment, then you are in business.
Yeah, you can't easily send gold to anybody anywhere. I mean, it's a huge pain in the butt. You got to package it. You got to ship it. It's heavy. It costs a lot more. It costs more money to ship things now than it ever has.
Yeah. And it'll probably get lost because the government's in charge of shipping that stuff.
Yeah, or somebody takes it or, customs or whatever. So it's just not meant for anything besides a physical in-person purchase. You can still use gold for that, and that's what gold backs are great for, and it makes gold useful again.
You know what I did this week, by the way?
What?
We went out to lunch at the local, the Seventh-day Adventist lady that has a little vegan shop. I got
her. The vegetarian buffet.
She now has an Edge wallet.
Hey, congratulations.
Uh-huh. And I was kind of explaining it to her a little bit. I was like, here's why you should do it. And then I brought up Corner News and Roberta, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah. This doesn't look very difficult at all.
It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
They've made it easier. Cryptocurrency is easier than it's ever been. And it's not going to get harder. It's going to get easier to use. It's going to get more user-friendly. It's going to get to the point where your grandma will be able to handle using cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and if you're a crypto person, get out there and talk to your local business people. Just start a little conversation with the person. Talk to the manager. Say, hey, have you guys ever thought about taking crypto? The best places to go are places that offer services above goods, I think. Mm-hmm. I think, except in the case of restaurants. As a retired chef, I'll tell you, man, the number one business that should have been taking crypto a long time ago and could afford to, restaurants.
Sure. I want to continue this discussion. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Because we didn't get to the meme, really. I mean, we kind of touched on it. But Peter Schiff versus his son, Spencer. Spencer, again, just 18 years old.
Got a boatload of money now.
Spencer is all about Bitcoin, and his dad tried to talk him out of it, and now Spencer's like, yeah, yeah. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The whole point of the show, the numbers, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Roger Ver is the guy behind Bitcoin.com, and he has been a huge help during this this situation with Ian. And I want to thank him and everybody else who's donated to the cause.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're trying to get lawyers for the Crypto Six. You can go to thecrypto6.com and find out the whole story and donate there, thecrypto6.com. But real quick, Bitcoin.com, it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance about this important world-changing information. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. It's Bitcoin.com. There really is no excuse any longer.
We had a gentleman show up, a new guy show up to our crypto meetup yesterday, and you know he asked, what is the most used crypto for like your everyday stuff here in Keene, because Keene's unique in that, well, there's a bunch of places that accept cryptocurrency, and the overwhelming answer by everybody who attended was BCH, Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash, yeah.
For, you know, buying your dinner or, you know, going to the convenience store, getting your car repaired, you know, all the fun stuff that we can do here in Keene. That was
the governor's house for picketing in a residential neighborhood, a law or ordinance that his brother had a hand in creating in order to target our First Amendment speech outside his house. So the first three trials were set today. Even though they agreed to enjoin all the cases, they refused to continue these defendants and have one trial because they, you know, made up whatever excuses. And
these were
so,
the Newfield Nine, which were the nine folks Newfield who were ticketed outside of the governor's house. When they tried to have a candlelight vigil and were told by the police they weren't allowed to stand in one place and they had to move around, and so basically people didn't want to get arrested or ticketed or whatever, so they're like, all right, fine, we'll do what you say, you thugs. And they, you know, started walking. And then after they walked for a few minutes, they got arrested. After they did exactly what they were told to do. That basically is a summary of what happened on, I think it was the end of December last year.
It was pure entrapment. Like, we weren't there to march. Right. We were there to do a candlelight vigil.
A quiet candlelight vigil. There was no speakers. There was no microphone. There was no chanting.
No signs.
Yeah, no signs.
And they didn't allow it, so I said, I'll cancel it. Okay, I'm the organizer, I'll cancel it, and I just want to talk to my friends that drove out here. And so that's when they said the only thing we could do is march together, and they made us march down the street and back and stop, and then next thing you know, other cops are saying we have to freeze. And so we all got ticketed, even a reporter that had nothing to do with, he was not with us.
Right.
He caught wind of the story, and he was there to document and take pictures, and they even ticketed him.
Yep.
God, they're horrible dirtbags.
They are. And there were a ton of cops at this event, too. Like, there were nine people that got ticketed. There were probably at least three times as many cops, right?
Yeah. Because Skyler got arrested, he got charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct, and that's when they called in 15 to 20 backup riot, these guys in full riot gear, come marching up the path for a candlelight vigil, turned into a march. They made us march, and all these guys in riot gear come up, and they sick. Literally, like, sick them. And they point at Skyler and Savage Truth 603. Give him a subscribe on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And they snatch him up and arrest him for trespassing when we were on
public land.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on a public way. We're on a public path going up to the...
And there's video of this, and it's scary stuff. I mean, just these glowering... hulking state troopers coming in there with like clubs in their hands, man, and zip ties or whatever else. They were ready to go, these guys.
And mind you, if you don't think the state is bad, this is New Hampshire, which is the least bad, and it's happening
it's
like this
here.
Year.
Yeah.
You should not be wherever you are if you think that the state is overbearing. You have to get to the place where it's the least bad. This is it.
No doubt. So they hit everybody with these charges. This was back in December. Today was the first hearing for three of the nine. There's going to be more coming, including your hearing, Footloose, which I believe is coming up November 4th, correct?
Yes, and I'll be representing myself.
So you got a bit of a teaser today of what the state's quote-unquote evidence is. And well, at least that was you got a little bit of it before they arrested you in the courthouse. Let's talk about that for a moment, because you were just in the courtroom, you know, observing whatever was going on. Did you even get to see the start of the trial? Did they take you out of there before it even started?
Yeah, no, I got through halfway, and she said, "Well, we'll do a 5-minute break."
Okay.
And it had been a while, so, and I had already been in and out of there because one of the Samantha had left with her daughter. She had to go, and she was supposed to have a trial, and it was a big like rigmarole, you know, kangaroo court in my opinion. And so I go out there at the 5-minute break to grab some of my coffee out of my car, and Newfield's police is there.
Mm.
And he says, "Frank Staples, you're under arrest. I have a warrant." I said, "For what? Wait, what is going on?" And he said, "Breach of bail conditions." And it took a while for me to even get that out of him. "You're under arrest. We have a warrant for your arrest." And they wouldn't even give me any information. I said, "What the hell is going on right now?"
Yeah, I heard I was in the, you know, I'm recording the trial, and somebody comes back in the courtroom and says, "Frank's being arrested." And I just stepped out there as quickly as I could, and by that time they'd already gotten you over to the elevator and were ready to whisk you away. And I said, "What are you arresting this guy for?"
I was glad to see that you were aware, because I didn't realize. I was looking around, and I'm like, nobody is there was only cops out there and sheriffs out there. I was like, I don't think anybody even knows that I'm getting arrested. This is not good.
I think it was Gail who spotted it. She came in and said you were being taken away, and I went out there and I said, "What are you arresting him for?" They said, "Breach of bail." I said, "What for?" And they refused to answer. And
because they don't know. They're under orders. They just act.
Well, they do know. They just don't, you know, they don't have to say, I guess, or they didn't feel like it. And so they said, well, you know, we found out where they were taking him to, which jail, and then they, you know, the doors on the elevator closed, and he was gone. And then when you finally were released, they revealed to you that this was an arrest. They say you breached bail because you were arrested last week, or whenever it was, 2 weeks ago, at the meeting that we've covered extensively here, where that you attended, Matt, where the executive council rejected the $27 million from the federal government. Hang on, Footloose. You have time to continue to discuss this?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by. We're with Footloose from Absolute Defiance. You can check out his page. I believe it is available on Facebook. I don't think it's been taken down yet. 603-283-6160. He's got a Twitter account as well. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel is endorsing booster doses of vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. They also gave their support to mixing primary vaccines with a different booster dose. The FBI is confirming that human remains found at a Florida nature preserve are those of Brian Laundrie. Police have been searching for him as a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide for several weeks. The area where the remains were uncovered was previously underwater in the dense and swampy park in southwest Florida. Laundrie's parents had previously told their son he had gone hiking in the 24,000-acre alligator-infested Carlton Reserve nearly a month ago. The Democratic-led House is moving forward to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of court. USA Radio News. Mexican cartel members have become more brazen at the southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says smugglers are now taunting U.S. soldiers who are guarding the river.
We don't know who these individuals are. It's become more common that we're seeing these armed groups that are right along the border taunting our National Guard.
He says U.S. troops would be allowed to take lethal action, including shooting to defend themselves, if the cartel members make a threat towards the National Guard or if they raise their weapons. The House Minority Leader claims negotiations over the social spending bill are faltering.
As the Democrats' agenda continue to stall out, and Americans have no idea what's in the bill.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy accusing Democrats of withholding the contents of the sweeping bill from the American people. The measure's original price tag was $3.5 trillion, the bill being pared down to appease moderates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
Whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency, gold, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can do that here. And coming up, we'll talk about the backlog of cargo ships. It's not getting smaller. They went 24 hours at the port, supposedly, to try to deal with the backlog. And, well, let's just say it's a backlog that's getting longer, not lessening. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Also, we told you last year about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build for your community, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org. As we go back to Footloose, he is one of the founders of, if not the founder of, Absolute Defiance, one of the organizations that over the last 2 years has really risen to quite a bit of prominence here in New Hampshire, opposing things like mask mandates and the various other tyrannies that were being shoved down people's throats by this governor. You were one of the leaders of the protests out in front of the governor's house early this year, late last year, and one of those events, after they started cracking down and threatening the protesters in various ways, there was a picketing ordinance, quote-unquote picketing ordinance, that the town government passed, which, strange, one of the counselors on the town council is the brother of Chris Sununu, the governor.
What?
Yeah, and that guy just happened to be the one that introduced the ordinance that bans people from quote-unquote picketing, which on its own you would think would be a constitutionally protected free speech activity. But regardless of that, they passed this ordinance, arguably illegal and unconstitutional, to protect
supposedly the whole town of Newfields from these dastardly picketers, but we know it was all about protecting the governor. And so instead of quote-unquote picketing, like going out with signs and such, which is what we'd been doing, you and a group of other protesters went. I wasn't able to go because it was nighttime and I had to. We were on the air at the time. But you wanted to do a candlelight vigil out there, which doesn't involve signs. It doesn't involve chanting. It's not a protest. It's not it's not picketing in any way, shape, or form. But the way they defined picketing was like this real, you know, loosey kind of definition of just walking, basically, like being in front of somebody's house. Go ahead, tell me more about it.
So, yeah, during the trial, they're like, oh, yeah, they walked past, you know, the same residence twice. They were targeting the residence, and, like, there's no targeting of anything. We didn't throw eggs at the house. We didn't toilet paper his tree. You know, Halloween's coming up. Let's just remind everybody. But we didn't do anything like that. We didn't ask for anything like that. And, like, I mean, what is picketing? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's walking around with a picket sign.
That's what you would think.
Well, you would think, but a town ordinance or a law has to say, you know, what it is so people can know what not to do.
Right.
You know, it could have, as far as I'm concerned, what he and his brother are up to there, that's a criminal act. That's a violation of rights and a violation of rights under the color of law is mm-hmm. how it goes. And that's a Title 18 subsection 241 and 242. One of those is simply that, and then the other section turns it into a conspiracy charge if there was two or more people colluding to deprive rights under the color of law. So that sounds like a criminal act.
The former AG, who's now the Chief Justice on the New Hampshire Supreme Court, he, from what we understand through Freedom of Information Act requests, that New Hampshire, was it New Hampshire Journal or Inside Sources, I can't remember, they dug that up, and that the AG reached out to the Newfields Town Board and instigated that ordinance.
So the AG allegedly did the wording. They constructed this, passed the wording to Sununu's brother, who then introduces it, and the town council unanimously passes it, goes into effect, and then nine people get ticketed. One was arrested for simply being outside of the governor's property. And I want to clarify something. There was this trial, this show trial or whatever you want to call it today that happened. They had like a white, not a whiteboard, but like a white pad where you can, you know, draw with a marker up there, and they're drawing like this map, which is highly inaccurate because it made it look like the governor's house. They like drew a little house icon, and then they drew the roundabout, or not roundabout, but cul-de-sac or whatever, this loop that is right out in front of the governor's house and the other two houses that are right there in the neighborhood. The governor's house is not sitting right next to the loop. It's like 200 feet away from this park.
As if a governor has like some common house that sits right on the curb.
So they made it look like on this map that, oh, people were right out in front of the governor's house. No, the governor's frontage of this house is visible, but it's like a long stone's throw away from this area. So it was highly inaccurate what they were trying to represent up there today. And that's just tip of the iceberg with this trial.
Would you say the cops are liars?
Absolutely. Of course they are. They're trained to lie.
Yeah. That's all they know how to do.
That's literally what their training is.
They can't remember anything of detail that Seth tried to ask.
Yeah, Seth was Seth Hipple, Free Stater attorney, was representing the folks that were on trial today. It was actually a couple of liberty activists that we know, Bill Domenico, longtime listener here on Free Talk Live, great activist from the Manchester area.
Totally brilliant man.
Another gentleman named Will, who's a super activist as well. But you know, one of the things I noticed, Footloose, and I don't know if you were in the trial for this part because you got arrested for a supposed bail violation, which happened 2 weeks ago at the governor's executive council meeting. Is what they claimed, but they at one point, basically what happened with the folks that were at this event was they were told that they couldn't stand still or else it would be considered picketing them with like candles. Y'all didn't even get to the point of being able to bring out the candles. The cops, you know, came at you. They were there already when the candlelight vigil folks arrived, and the cops said, you gotta walk. And so they started walking down the street away from Sununu's house, and then because they're cars were parked around Sununu's house, and they were thirsty or whatever. They wanted to go to the general store, which was sort of on the other side of Sununu's house. You have to walk up a little footpath that goes up, like, one of the sides of his house. Not next to it, but a ways away. And so they started walking around the side of the circle that was opposite from Sununu's house, so as far away from his house as they could be, near their cars. They walk around that side of the circle, and then they encounter a cop who, and they've got video of this, which was refused to be allowed, entered into evidence today in the trial. They've got video of this interaction. Now, supposedly the judge is going to take it later from Seth, but what happened was there was apparently a cop who stops them for a moment, and they ask the cop, hey, can we go along this footpath near Sununu's house to go to the general store, and then can we come back along the same path because we got to come back to our cars? And the cop, he told you guys you could do that, right, Footloose?
Yes.
And what do you know? The prosecution didn't call that officer as a witness today.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that officer, the key officer who would have been able to testify to that, was not in the courtroom.
Is there any way, are there any cops that aren't dirtbags? Is there anybody that works for the government that isn't in some way an absolute lowlife?
A lot of the good ones get frustrated and quit.
And quit, that's true. They're out there. They are out there.
You guys get told that you can go up this footpath, and so you start going up this footpath, and literally within feet of having begun walking up this footpath, some other goon yells at you and says stop, and then they start issuing tickets. Right? That's what happened. You guys were literally doing exactly what the police told you to do, and it's one of those things where one cop says go, and the other cop says stop, and then tickets get issued.
Right.
So it's just a crazy situation. That's what happened today. And they wouldn't let any evidence in to, you know, prove the activist side of the story. Now, again, supposedly that evidence will be allowed in. Seth Hipple is going to submit a memorandum about why this whole thing's unconstitutional to begin with. So the judge hasn't made a decision. She's given Seth 30 days on this, and then the prosecutor's got 30 days to reply. Footloose, is there more you want to say about this?
No, it's just, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy town right now.
You'll keep us in the loop. We'll talk to you again probably around your...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian
and Matt.
I just noticed that I think one of the Newfields Nine, one of these folks that was arrested out in front of the governor's house, or I guess on the side, on a footpath that is, as the activist is in our chat room here on Twitch, Free State, New Hampshire. I believe that is Bill B., who was one of the guys that was on trial today. He says it's a paved right-of-way to the store.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this is not like some little dirt path going on the side of the governor's house. This is something that joggers and people that are walking regularly are using, in the members of the public. And he says when they said stop, an additional 12 state thugs arrived with the, you know, the clubs and such, ready to go, ready to engage in mass arrests. And they issued 9 tickets, and they arrested one guy, all for ostensibly picketing by walking nearby.
I kind of hope a giant lawsuit flows from this and a bunch of money is paid.
That would be excellent. And, you know, Seth Hipple is the attorney that took on the case today.
He's a very talented attorney.
He's very, very good, and he has won some pretty big lawsuits and gotten some activists some checks. In fact, I was there with Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host. Seth took his case when Chris was arrested illegally by the Manchester police. Chris got walked away with a $15,000 check out of that.
Good.
So we'll see if something like that can happen in this particular case. I got video of the hearing footage today, but I'm not going to release it yet until we get a... You know, I don't want to put video out unless there's an actual result, because it's nice to be able to say, to show the video and say, here's what the judge said.
Right.
And so the judge took this case under advisement. She issued a 30-day window where Seth can issue a motion to dismiss to the judge and make his argument on the basis of unconstitutionality of this ordinance to begin with.
From what I understand, Seth also has quite a bit of respect from the legal community in New Hampshire these days.
He has earned it.
He's come a long way.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job.
You know, he's only a young lawyer, too. Seth is still a young man.
Yeah,
in
I think he's
terms.
A little younger than
40,
me, maybe.
40, yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, it was interesting, and so that footage will be released, but look for it maybe a little closer to Christmas time or something like that, or a couple months down the line, because, again, it's going to be a little bit before that happens. But more trials are coming. So this was just the first three. Seth has 5 of the 9 people that were ticketed that are his clients. One of them that is not Seth's client, I talked to him today, the reporter that was there, that also got ticketed.
Just nailing reporters.
Yeah, apparently the reporter might be actually reaching out to Seth, so he may end up using him, or he might go alone. Footloose was Seth's client, but Footloose, you know, he's
he's a unique character, and he's a bit of a difficult client, I imagine, for an attorney to have. So Footloose ended up firing Seth today.
Now he's fancy free.
In open court, and Footloose is going to be taking this trial on himself, which is actually going to be really interesting. Because whenever you go to court and you don't have an attorney, they treat you differently.
Yep.
Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes it's not a good thing, because obviously if you're an attorney, you know all these people, and then, you know, it's really all about who you know. So there's that factor when you do have an attorney, but if you don't have an attorney, then you get to approach things from a completely different perspective, because attorneys, for those that don't know, when you become an attorney, you actually swear an oath of allegiance to the court. You are first and foremost an officer
of the court.
Of the court prior to being your client's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Your allegiance lies with the court. Now, obviously, you're paying these people, and they're your attorney, and they'll do their best that they can, but they only do their best within the strictures created by the system that they've agreed to.
Interestingly, what I've seen from Seth is he's been very principled and dedicated to the law over the court, first and foremost. I mean, he's built his reputation amongst the judges, too, from what I understand, by being a very straight-up, client-based. He has a client, and he's going to defend them. Attorney, which is not something you see every day anymore, like you're talking about. Everybody, you know, I don't think Seth even plays golf.
With other attorneys?
I don't think he plays golf at all, so therefore he can't play golf with judges and attorneys and things. So,
but he's managed to earn a lot of respect.
He has,
as you're saying,
based on his merits.
Yeah, and he's an attorney who's willing to actually go to trial. He was telling us today at lunch that a lot of attorneys, you know, they don't want to go to trial.
Yeah, they want to stay out of that. They want easy money.
And he's willing to go, and so it actually puts him in a better negotiating position, because if he's actually willing to go to trial, the prosecutors are like, they don't want to go to trial.
Right.
And they give you a better deal. So, but anyway, this is going to be interesting, because Footloose, he's a real interesting character. He's had a lot of experience getting, you know, criminally charged and run, you know, legal through this crazy legal system that we have. He's going to take this case on pro se. He's going to be representing himself in court. And
Godspeed.
You know, there are some downsides to that. I've done it myself. I was telling Footloose today, the only time I've never represented myself in court is this current Crypto 6 case. And that's because I'm facing felony charges the rest of my life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't just some misdemeanor or town code violation where it's no biggie.
And these are like the crowned dirtbags who are, you know, they will break every law available for them to break. In
a system that I know nothing about. I've never been in the federal court system before besides, you know, observing one or two
years. I met those people with my own, you know, I met them personally and was handcuffed to a chair by them.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, they are certifiable sociopaths.
Yeah, you got to look out with these people.
They are nuts.
But every other local charge, you know, every state charge I've had, I've always done it myself. And so it gives you a level of flexibility that you don't have with an attorney. And it makes it more of an interesting trial. That's, you know, whether or not you've got a better chance, I don't know if you do necessarily, because again, you don't have the benefit of knowing the judges and knowing the other attorneys, but it gives you more freedom. You can express yourself, especially if it's in front of a jury. Now, this is just a bench trial. It's just a trial in front of a judge, because it's a town ordinance violation. You can't get a jury for that in New Hampshire. You can only get a jury for a Class A misdemeanor. But nonetheless, it'll be interesting to compare, like, watch Seth take this trial on, and then watch Footloose do it in a couple more weeks. So we'll inform you as this continues to develop. Coming up, we didn't really finish the conversation about Peter Schiff. You had brought in this meme about him and his son, Peter versus Spencer.
Yeah, Spencer decided to dump all of his money into Bitcoin, and Peter, obviously, his father, is extremely anti-Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And it looks like all of Peter's years of hard work investing in gold didn't go anywhere near the payoff that the investing in Bitcoin.
Yeah, gold has really been lackluster as far as its payout or whatever, as far as its earnings, if you will, over the last couple decades.
But I also think we also have to be very, very careful about that, because we're not really talking, you know, the spot price of gold, spot price of silver isn't actually the price of gold and silver. That is the paper contract price.
You're referring to the manipulation in the supply.
Oh, yeah. There's way more money trading in gold and silver on paper than there actually even exists.
This is one of the big weaknesses of gold and silver is
nobody knows what it's really worth.
Yeah, the price is manipulated, as you say, because of the paper trading, meaning that So a lot of people are buying, quote unquote, buying gold and or silver.
Yeah, but they're
on
really
paper.
They're but really buying promises to pay.
Yeah, they're not actually getting the physical product that they can, you know, dig and store under their house or, you know, in a safe or whatever. They have a piece of paper that says that you own this amount of gold.
Yeah, and nobody ever calls it in either. And actually, interesting, a long time ago, in a land far away, a land known as Omaha, there was a man named Warren Buffett, and he bought, I was a big silver bug, and I remember I really got into it. And then about 4 days later, Warren Buffett decided to get into it. So I beat Warren Buffett to market, pat myself on the back there a little bit. But Warren Buffett bought 128,000 ounces of silver on paper.
Yeah.
And then called it in. And the whole market froze for a sec in fear because it wasn't available.
Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah. So what they ended up doing was delivering him a little bit and then allowed him to rent back the stuff that hadn't been delivered to him at interest. And
Oh my God.
He made out like a bandit. I mean, Warren Buffett knew what he was doing at the time, so I think he realized, I can't believe he didn't do a lot sooner, to be honest with you.
He was calling their bluff.
Yeah, basically. Calling their bluff, and back then, you know, it literally is gambling. It's nothing but cards. There's no hard money on the table. There's no gold and silver.
A lot of people say this, where they buy this paper gold, and they call it, you know, to try to collect it. They don't collect that amount, but they try to collect any amount, and it's we'll get back to you on when we can send this. It might be 3 months, you know, because they don't have it. It's not there in a vault.
It doesn't exist.
Which means that they're selling product that doesn't exist. And if they can sell product that doesn't exist, they can drive the price down by selling more than the supply actually is.
And a lot of people say that the experts will tell you that silver is a lot harder to mine and refine than gold is. And silver is actually a more valuable precious metal than gold is.
The market
won't show it. Yeah. Traditionally, gold is the golden child. So is gold actually not
is
as
it
valuable?
Undervalued?
It's undervalued? Definitely. It's definitely heavily undervalued.
Yeah. It should be going up as the value of the dollar goes down.
Correct.
And over time, it does trend in that direction. I mean, historically, gold and silver have
been. And if you look at what it costs to buy an ounce of silver on eBay, it's much higher than an ounce of silver on paper.
Yeah, and sometimes, I know last time I looked, I haven't looked in most of a year, but last year when I was looking for gold, you couldn't find an ounce of gold.
Correct.
Not anywhere near spot.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hundreds of dollars more, maybe. We're coming up here this.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.